everybody. Hope you guys are doing amazing. Welcome to the De Pria household and to our dinner table where life happens. And it's really amazing to be able to share with you what God has put in our hearts. And so may you all be blessed by it. And we really miss all of you. We wish we could have had you around this table. But for now, this is the best we can do. And we really pray that God would really speak to you this morning or whenever you are listening to this. Bless you all.
Hello everyone, and it's great to have you in our home and have us in your home. This morning we'll be speaking on something that has actually been on my heart, Yanni's heart, Alistair's heart, and many of the leaders' hearts. That's actually how are all of us doing in this time. Are we coping? Are we doing well? Are we struggling? What's happening in our lives? So we want to speak about that, and we're going to do that over the course of the next couple of weeks. And it's lovely to be able to share on this. I think it's quite relevant. I think many people in the world are actually dealing with the same kind of situation. And I would like all of us to engage in some way in thinking about it and not just letting it slide. I think it's important. And we're gonna look at scripture and then a specific framework that's going to help us to understand what are we going through, and how can we evaluate the current situation that we are in order to act on it. So we're going to listen to Psalm 23 this morning, and it's a very well-known psalm. All of us probably knows it, and I think it's for good reason, because it's very applicable. It's been so applicable to so many contexts and people around the world over decades and millennia. So let me read this. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is an amazing psalm, and it's been applied in different contexts throughout many ages. And there's been different readings of it, different understandings of it. And I think it's good that we can make it applicable to our own context. It's amazing how God is the one who is concerned with our well-being. It comes from Him, and He's the one who affects well-being in our lives. He's the one in charge of the shalom of your life. And the word shalom does not only refer to peace, as it's translated often, but it refers to wholeness, well-being, a state of well-being. The well-being of your body, your soul, and your spirit. And over the course of the next couple of weeks, we're going to look at our bodies, our souls, our spirits, the whole human person in the Christian understanding. And we're going to look at the body, our physical bodies that we are in. We're going to look at our souls, which is the connection between our bodies and our spirits, and also the place where our intellect and our mind, our thoughts, our creativity is, and then also our spirit, which is the place of spiritual connection with God. Our spirit, our soul, and our body find themselves in a lockdown situation. It's a tough situation, and it's the most disruptive one that the world has been in since World War II. It's the most expansive event that has taken place across the globe in the last 100 years. And we find ourselves in the moment under a state of lockdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. And we're in stage 4 at the moment. We might be exiting it soon, but still it's disruptive to many lives. And it has negative effects. And the negative effects range from being uncomfortable due to the lockdown, due to the virus, due to having to wear a mask, having to social distance to between you and other people, or it can be that you are really struggling to survive. That it's not just uncomfortable, but you're struggling to survive. It can be that you are jobless and that you are even hopeless in this time. Or it could be that you are actually close to dying due to the coronavirus, due to hunger. So it's a wide spectrum of effect that is taking place in people's lives. And I think we need to ask ourselves, are we expecting suffering or experiencing suffering? Or are we experiencing disruption? Or are we stuck in a cycle of self-pity and complaining? We need to know where we are in the situation. We need to know how we are doing and how are we experiencing the situation in order to be able to do something in the situation. So my question to you is, are you uncomfortable? Are you challenged in that way? Are you really struggling to survive during this pandemic? Are you jobless? Is your job in threat? Are you hopeless in this situation? Or are you close to dying, maybe during this time because of the coronavirus, because of hunger? So where do you find yourself on the spectrum? You need to know how you are doing and what you are experiencing. Because if you have good self-awareness, you can have a sober analysis of your current state. And if you have good God awareness, then you can have a good idea of what God is doing in this time and where His hand is moving. And if you have a good other awareness of other people, then you can actually live out the principle of loving one another if you have a focus on other people. So how can you know how are you really doing? A helpful way to know how you are doing is to have a framework, a reference point from which you look at your reality. And Yoani has been contemplating such a framework in this last time due to her background in occupational therapy and thoughts that God has placed on her heart in this last time. And I think it's a helpful gauge to know how are we really doing in terms of body, soul and spirit. So I'm going to ask her to explain what this framework is that she has been contemplating in this last one.
Thank you, Hines. Yeah, so I don't know how many of you know, but I'm an occupational therapist by profession. And I don't know if many of you know what we do, but we look at how people engage with their environments and how people engage with the activities of their lives, like just normal day things that we don't even think about, how those things are influenced when disability strikes or illness strikes or COVID-19 strikes. So God has really been just speaking into my heart how He sees our occupational lives in this time. So we're going to look a little bit at that and kind of provide you with a little bit of a framework to plot your own life at this time and see what are you experiencing and what are the realities that you are faced with and how to think biblically about that and how to allow the Lord into those places so that He can really bring truth and peace, that shalom that we've been speaking about. That word has been so on my heart this last year, almost, shalom, that God wants shalom for His people and for this town and for the places where we move. And shalom is not just the peace of God, as it's many times translated in English. It really means wholeness, a complete well-being of your body, soul and spirit. And that is what we really know that the Lord's heart is for His church in this time and for His people and also for the world. And that we can be carriers of that well-being and that wellness, that wholeness. But for that, for us to be carriers of that, we need to also understand who we are and who lives in us. We are the temple of the Most High. And in this time, I really believe that's one of the things the Lord is really wanting to talk to His church about, to remind us the temple isn't a place you go to on a Sunday. The temple isn't a gathering that you do on a Wednesday evening. Church and temple, being temple, is who we are as individuals and then also as a collective. It's not a place, it's who we are. The Most High dwells in us. And what an amazing time that we are in to be really to be able to go to that place that we just realize, wow, I am the dwelling place of the Most High. If I'm not worshiping Him, I can't just go somewhere to be with other people who worship and then I think it's worship. It's about really worshiping Him in spirit and in truth in myself. So from that place, we're going to look a little bit about into how this, our body, soul and spirit, which is the temple of the Most High, how we can think about our shalom, our well-being, the well-being and shalom of the temple in this time. So I'm going to jump into the framework. Now, this framework is based on a model in occupational therapy called the Canadian model of human occupation. But I've changed it a bit based on what I see in the Bible. I'm going to talk you through it, and then we're going to, at the end, into this week, allow you to just go and reflect on how this applies to your own life. So here we go. We're just going to go and look at it. So my understanding of, just as I said, us as the temple, is that we are body, soul, and spirit. And that's what we see in the Bible. We see it in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23, that we are body, soul, and spirit. We see it in a couple of places in the Bible. At the heart, what we're going to talk about is that we as people are spiritual beings. You are firstly spirit, and your spirit is the one that's going to go into eternity, going to be worshipping Christ forever if you are saved. So in the middle of this framework is a human being who is spirit. But then all of us, and this human being who is the temple, we have souls. And our souls are the parts that is our thoughts, our personality, our free will, our emotions. So it's our heart. What the Bible many times talks about, the heart of man, our heart. But then we're spiritual beings who have souls, but we live inside of vessels. And these vessels are our bodies. And they are made up out of muscles and nerves and senses and the most incredible just design that the Lord put in place when He made our bodies. So that is the core of this framework, is a person who is a spirit, soul, and a body. Now this person lives in a certain environment and takes part in certain activities daily. Now let's first look at, according to this framework, the occupational therapy framework, we have three main occupational spheres that we participate in. So things that we do, and we've kind of clustered it into three main groups of things that we, activities that make, that constitute our lives and our daily lives. Now the first one is called productivity. Now productivity would encompass things like your work, your studies, your schoolwork, things that you do in your life, maybe for a salary or for the purpose of being productive. It's not necessarily something you do for fun or something that you do because you're passionate about it and you love doing it and just restores you. It's something that you do sometimes because you have to, but also because it has a productive end. It gives you purpose in the sense of you're contributing to your community, you're moving somewhere in your life. That is your productivity occupation. The next big occupation that we, most of us, have in our lives is leisure or recreation. So that is the one that we do for fun. So for me, it would be painting and playing piano. For you, it might be going for a jog or watching television or anything that you do to restore and to experience pleasure. That's the second big occupation that forms part of our lives. And then the third one, the last one in this framework, is activities of daily living. So occupations in that sphere would be things like doing the dishes, doing the laundry, going to the toilet, washing yourself, looking after your kids, brushing your teeth, things that you do, not because they provide a lot of purpose or not necessarily because they give you a lot of pleasure. It's just part of normal life. And a lot of our time in a day goes into those kind of activities. So those are the three big areas: productivity, leisure, and activities of daily living. So we have the person in the middle. He is a spirit, soul, and a body, and he's participating in specific occupations, including productivity, leisure, and activities of daily living. Now, this person with his specific occupations is living in a specific environment. Now, our environments have different parts to them. So we have a social environment with the people around us, our technological environment, our cultural environment, economical, all the things that make part of our environment go in there. And they have a major influence on the way that we do our occupations, what we have access to, even have a major effect many times on how we feel in our souls, and they just influence our lives in many different ways. So now let's look at these things from a COVID perspective and from a Christ-centered COVID perspective. I just wanted today look at our environment and our occupations. The next few weeks we're going to look at the body, soul, and spirit. But I just want you to stand still and just realize what is happening in your environment at this time. That there maybe is a little bit of a walking through the valley of the shadow of death in terms of your environment. Just go and think a little bit about how your social environment has changed in this last while. How technology in your environment has maybe started playing a much bigger role than it used to. How your physical environment has changed. Physical environment meaning where you are. So we are not even able to go to the shops really a lot. We're in our houses all the time. Our environment has changed drastically. And then also let's just look at our occupations quickly. How our lives have changed in terms of what we are able to do on a daily basis, in terms of productivity. How has your work life changed? How has your studies changed? How has your schoolwork changed in this time? Productivity is the one occupation that is extremely influenced by COVID-19 and the lockdown situation. And we talk in occupational therapy, we talk a lot about occupational deprivation, feeling like you are deprived of participating in occupations that you find meaningful. And from a Christ perspective, the Lord made us to be fruitful. He made us to work the field. He made us to have this driven ambition to contribute to our societies and to provide for our families, to glorify Him through what we do. And this area has really been affected quite drastically in this time. And you need to realize that and bring that before the Lord. Ask Him to really come and meet you there and talk to you about your purpose and how our purpose on earth is more than just what we do and just the works we do and the amount of money we can bring in and the studies we do, and allow Him to really talk to us about what He sees when He looks at our productivity occupations, and really speak into that for you. And then in terms of leisure or recreation, there are so many things that we were used to going to for rest, for restoration, to fill our souls, to when we are tired to go to. And we even in our family feel the impact of that, like not being able to just do the things we were used to do when we were tired. And where do we really go to? Where's really the place that you find your rest, your restoration, your just recovery from a long day? The Lord wants to be that well for us. He wants to be the one who leads us. He says in Psalm 23, leads us to still waters. He restores our souls. He's the one who can really do that for us. But still we need to come to terms with the fact that our occupation of leisure has changed drastically. And it's a loss for many of us. And we need to bring that before the Lord and ask Him to meet us there and to show us what He wants to show us in that area. Then lastly, in terms of activities of daily living, has also changed a lot for me, who's a mother. Our kids aren't going to school now. For Heinz, suddenly looking after our kids is taking up the whole of our day, and it's such an amazing blessing. But it's a change in occupation. It's a change in how we use our time, cleaning your house, just many things that's maybe changed in that area. To hear from the Lord, it's like He's bringing us back to basics. It's like He's bringing us back to things that are at the core of who we are, and just simplifying our lives in many ways. But it's also a loss to many of us, maybe having to do more work at home or being with the kids all the time and never getting a break. It's a big change. So that's what we wanted to talk to you about today, and we're going to send you a template that you can look at, and then you can reflect on and just sit in your quiet time, sit with the Lord and allow Him to speak to you about maybe some of the losses that you've been experiencing, but also how He can renew and restore your way of thinking about those things so that He can be glorified. Because let's just come back to what Psalm 23 says. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though I've lost my job, even though it feels like my whole world is upside down, it feels like nothing is the way that I'm used to, I'm not able to do any of the things that I love doing, even then, He's with us. And His rod and His staff, they comfort us. So even if He's disciplining us maybe a little bit in this time and showing us some things that we maybe need to change in the way that we think, He's with us. He's comforting us. And we are not alone. So that's what we pray for you. We pray that shalom would really enter into your environment and into your occupations, the things that you do daily, that there would be a peace and a wholeness, even though it's so dramatically different from what you are used to. Yeah, so we can pray, and then we trust the Lord to work this in your heart. Yeah, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father God, that we have this privilege of reflecting on our lives, Father God, in this way, reflecting on our bodies, our souls, our spirit, how You've made us, and reflect on the activities that You've provided for us, Father God, our daily living activities, leisure activities, productivity activities. We can also reflect on the context in which You've placed us, the environment that we find ourselves in. And I pray, Father God, that You would help us to look at these with sober judgment, with Your perspective, and that we would be able to visit them honestly. And by doing so, I pray, Father God, that You would come and apply Your truths to our situation, that You would come and apply Your truths to our changed activities. And I pray that You would come and apply Your truth and Your conviction, Father God, with regards to our bodies, our souls, and our spirits, that we may change, Jesus, that we would be transformed into the image of Christ. I pray for transformation in this time, Father God. Transformation into Your image. I pray for the work of our hands, Father God. May it be as a worship unto You in this time. The thoughts and the intentions of our hearts, may it be acceptable unto You. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.